to the exec?
Yes. Okay, you can see this.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go through very quickly. It's not a short resolution. We're going to try and go through it. If there are a couple of questions, we will take those from the for the committee chair. And if there's any discussion, we'll vote to see if we're going to move this forward from the exec. All right, so the resolution that was proposed, this was passed by the Environmental Protection Committee. The following resolution was then put forward by CD9, which is not totally accurate. We're going to be considering this if this goes through exec. Whereas the City of New York, through OTI, has contracted with City Bridge to install and operate citywide wireless communications network. Whereas City Bridge installed citywide wireless communications network intended to replace outdated pay phones. Whereas Link NYC provided free 4G wireless cellular connectivity using towers placed on sidewalks throughout New York City, many of which included electronic display screens. And whereas CB9 in Brooklyn and other communities throughout the New York City and the constituents of their district have reported adverse impacts resulting from Link NYC infrastructure, including visual impacts, inappropriate usage, impacts on sidewalk clearances, and rat infestation. And whereas, thank you, City Bridge is now in the process of upgrading its Link NYC network to 5G to accommodate technological upgrades that have recently become commonplace in cellular telecommunication. Link 5G infrastructure is a 32-foot tall tower that is installed on the side. Whereas Link 5G in commercial districts include electronic screens similar to those found in Link NYC kiosks that display advertising and public information, and whereas the design of the Link 5G and Public Design Commission, and whereas Link 5G, must adhere to siting requirements determined by the New York City Department of City Planning and must obtain Landmarks Preservation Commission approval if sited in historic districts. And whereas City Bridge and OTI installed 5G towers without notification input from the residents and Community Board 9, whereas City Bridge and OTI have proposed an unknown number of sites across Community District 9, and whereas City Bridge and OTI have proposed an unknown number of OTI has stated that the siting of the proposed Link 5G towers in Community District 9 are based on gaps in coverage and locations where excess demand for the network exists as determined by commercial cellular carriers. And whereas the currently proposed locations for 5G towers are not disclosed to residents and Community Board 9, whereas residents of Community District 9 have strongly objected to the design and the visual impact of the Link 5G towers would have on streetscapes, both with and without screens. And whereas there are widespread concerns that 5G towers will be constructed at distances considered too close to adjacent buildings, as has already occurred on Bedford. And whereas 10 feet of distance from a tower to a residence that is permitted is extremely insufficient and should be revisited as a policy. And whereas there are no reported issues by residents of Community District 9 of cellular gaps and frequently drop calls that would justify Link 5G being installed in the proposed locations. And can you continue that? Whereas the proposed sites for Link 5G don't include any locations in areas known to be potential digital deserts within Community District 9. And whereas OTI and City Bridge have not provided detailed plans regarding the full build out of Link 5G, both within CD9 and other parts of the borough, and whereas there is a desire for any telecommunications infrastructure to be buried underground, both for reliability purposes and to minimize visual impact, and whereas there have been questions raised by some residents as to whether this research has been performed to fully assuage concern that the radiation emitted by impact on public health of the environment, including young children, seniors, people with medical implant devices, pets, plants, parks, and whereas the 5G towers pose safety risks, including combustion, accidents related to the falling over of the 5G towers, and whereas the community at large has expressed their views that Link 5G is unnecessary and unwanted in CD9 in Brooklyn at present, and until many of the issues identified have been resolved, whereas New York City is in control of the process through its contract with the provider, Therefore, be it resolved that Committee Board 9 disapproves of the proposal as presented to install Link 5G towers in the Green District, and be it further resolved that Committee Board 9 that a moratorium be placed on construction and planning of Link 5G poles and devices in Community District 9. Be it further resolved that the existing 5G are not activated and are removed. So that is the resolution that was proposed at the Environmental Protection Committee and was voted on by a majority of the members there present. The Chair of Environmental Protection, did you have any comments that you wish to add with respect to the resolution that's on the floor?
Hi, everyone. As I mentioned earlier, I, you know, recommend that the board members be given a presentation by the all of the parties involved in this 5G topic, Link NYC, City Bridge, OTI, if you can get people from there to come in and do a presentation so the board members understand what's going on and is able to ask the questions that they may have on behalf of the community. And then I believe that the next steps would be to include the community resident input. I think that's, you know, a good way of moving forward on this. And that's my recommendation.
Okay. Are there any questions? I see Madam Secretary. If there are any questions, please use the raise hand function. Well, actually, you know, let's go back for a second. At this time, Exec Committee, you have the resolution before you. I'll entertain a motion to forward the resolution to the Community Board before the General Board. Is there a motion?
So made.
Okay. Ms. Leopold. Second Vice Chair Leopold, I see.
May I speak?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so are you forwarding that to the committee board at large for a vote?
Yeah, if we're approving this to go forward, unless there's any, if there's an unreadiness or if there's any issues, we're going to be voting to move this to the full board, and it'll be part of the package going forward.
Okay, because I just heard, I didn't hear you address what the chair just said, that before there is a vote, before they take a vote on this, to allow the parties involved to come in to make a presentation so that the members, the community at large can ask questions and have a better understanding, because we are hearing persons who live in Manhattan calling in from Manhattan representing Brooklyn, you know, but we want to hear, and then we are just hearing there's two persons from Brooklyn talking. We want to hear from the community, because a lot of persons, they don't understand, they don't know what's happening, and just a group of us gonna just make a decision for the entire community. So, and I'm unless they need to put this out there and then have those persons to come in, because persons seeing those things going up, they are just talking because they don't have a full understanding, a full concept as to what it's all about, and if persons have questions. So I don't think it is a place right now where we should take this.
This is Francisca Leopold talking.
Move on with it. Yes, that's just me.
Okay, no, thank you for that. Ms. Watson-Lord.
Actually, I don't want to repeat everything Fran said. I agree with her. I have read everything that was shared with us from Ms. Boyd, including reading that whole chart and having a percentage of everywhere it is in Brooklyn, which zip codes has the most listed thing here. And I think Mike was something that Dante had, or somebody had asked about the percentage that are still waiting to be, the percentage that are. And I also support the committee chair that we have a representative come in and speak to us officially. And like Fran said, I've been listening to people from other districts coming in and tell us what it is. And yet still, to me personally, I have tried to move beyond the writings from Ms. Boyd and to find out exactly what health effects does this have on us apart from being all the things that was mentioned, like rat infestation and stuff like that. I want to know the health effects. And so unless I could get a professional to come and to speak to us on this so that we all could ask our questions and come up, then I would be in a much more position to have really a good yes or no. If the environmental committee wants to put forward this resolution, I'm a member of this board, and this will be coming from the board, I will have to support it. But I would need more information. Things like this interest me, and I just don't take somebody else's opinion of it. I do my own research, and I have been, and so I need to know a little bit more from the professionals.
Thank you for the comment. I see Suki and then Primo.
I know I'm not a voting member here, but I just wanted to say that the board has actually been asking questions and asking OTI to come and speak to us on this issue for years, and they blew us off. They held some general public hearing sessions for all the community boards, which a couple of us attended, and it seems like what we said was ignored, or they went around us. So
this is Suki, S-U-K-I.
Strong statement to get them to take you seriously. I don't disagree that it's good to find out more about what's going on and to hear from the agencies, but they haven't been willing to engage. And I think it's only because these community boards from Manhattan had their elected officials, put a stop to it, that they may come in and speak about what the master plan is or something like that. So that's, just what I have to tell you, my neighborhood association, which is a historic district, a few years back, we wrote a letter to them to say that we didn't want this, these shroud things on top of the historic light poles. So, and they didn't end up doing that plan. So I think you have to just, you have to say something. If you keep waiting for them to just come and talk to you, they never will. That's all I have to say.
Thank you for that point. Primo.
Yeah, that's a tricky one, right? We have something that has been approved by the FCC, something that, has been approved by the city of New York. And I think that for our community board to do our own research would potentially be faulty. We're not experts in radiation. We're not experts in construction. We're not experts in communications. So I value that. I think, similar to the conversations that were had about vaccinations, right? We're not doctors, we're not scientists, and we're not professionals in this. And I think even for us to have somebody come and talk to us would only be a single point of data when there are thousands or millions of points of data around this work that have been considered by professionals, again, which we are not. And so I understand that we are hearing the voice of dissent around these towers. We don't know what the actual impetus for that dissent is, whether it's because they are an eyesore, whether it's because there are actually potentially physical implications of this. So for me, I feel like this is the kind of thing that I am not qualified to have an opinion on. The community is telling us what they would like, but I also don't know that the community has correct information or that we're hearing all the voices from the community. So just wanted to offer that perspective.
This is Primo Lozano.
Disagree with something to commune and then voice that disagreement, whereas folks who are perfectly fine with it will never hear from. So just something to consider.
Yeah, and I'm going to recognize myself as well. And I think that, I agree with a lot of what's been said. I think that at its base, I agree with the idea of a moratorium because I think there are a lot of questions that we don't have information for. And to the point that the chair made, there's people who need to be responsive and need to answer to the community, to the board. I, for the most part, some of the items, I'm not sure if I'm 100% with. I think that I don't necessarily want to close off and say it's a total disapproval, because I don't know if we have enough information to disapprove. But I think we can say, no, we need a moratorium because we don't have enough information to make an informed decision. Part of that being because I think the process was thwarted between short notice and the implementation and the way it happened, and I think there's not sufficient information. And I think the health effects are something that need to be addressed fully. I think in terms of that, I stand in favor of a moratorium. I'm not sure if I'm ready to go as far as disapproval, but to the point that the chair, again, that the chair made, is I think that we need to force the conversation and people need to be accountable to the district. OTI needs to come. Department of Health needs to come. We need to get the latest data with respect to the FCC and what is actually there. And I think we get the correct information with respect to 5G. I mean, you know, the same way I can say I like 5G or I don't like 5G, some people never get next to a microwave oven. But you know what? Otherwise, a lot of people eat their food. I couldn't tell you one way or another, but I think those are the questions that at least we should get official answers.
Fred Baptiste.
And give us, you know, can give us the information for that. So to that point, I think it's okay for us to go, but I think there might need to be some modification in terms of we go towards a moratorium. I think that's definitely needed, and identify the next steps that should happen after as a part of that. And I think that by asking for the moratorium and demanding that we get those answers, it keeps the conversation going, as opposed to us just closing the door and say, well, we disapprove and that's it. All right. Are there any other questions with respect to the motion on the floor to approve, to move forward? Okay, hearing none. So the question is before the members of the exec. Those members of the exec wish to approve this motion to bring to the full board at the next general board meeting, please say aye.
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 Aye, aye, aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Are there any members of the exec who are opposed? Please say, state your name for the record so we can record. I call again. Are there any members of the exec who wish to vote in opposition? Please state your name for the record. Hear none, Madam Secretary. All right. Are there any members of the exec who wish to abstain from the motion? Please state your name for the record so we can record. Call again for a second time. Are there any members of the exec who wish to abstain from the motion? Please state your name for the record. Okay, hearing none. Motion carries. This item will be added to the agenda for next week. All right.
Did Kari and Nick vote?
I didn't hear anything.
I did.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Kyrie, can we just confirm? Did you vote in favor or?
Where's Nicholas? He's not there anymore.
He's there. He did say he's in favor.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Kyrie, are you there? Well, hold on.
Kyrie's dead, but he's muted.
Yeah. Kyrie, are you there? We just want to make sure we can confirm. Okay, Madam Secretary, don't put a vote yet. We'll try and ask him later on. So don't put a vote yet. Okay, but I do hear a majority of the board has voted in favor.
Yes, so, it's finished. I was just curious. Okay. Yeah.
No, but that's appropriate. So we'll just make sure we're not going to record a vote because he hasn't spoken. I didn't hear him either. Okay. All right. So we're going to go on. Public safety, we have three liquor license applications. One for Las Vegas.